Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, with your wonderful hosts, Jennifer DeVoe and the other Dave Navarro.
Not to be mistaken with the current. Actually, I am the current one, too, though.
You're current.
I'm current. I try to be as current as I can.
You're younger than him, though, I think.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he, like, in his 40s?
Something like that.
So
he looks younger than me, though.
So today, on today's episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, we have some really great things going on today. We have the amazing, incredible rock band, Orgy.
Yeah.
Jay Gordon's going to be calling in. Actually, I'm going to be calling him at, like, 3:25. We'll be bringing him into the broadcast. I've got Nick in the studio, and one of the other members is going to be joining us also. So that will be three members of the band Orgy. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. You don't even know.
You look excited.
I love these guys.
You look super excited right now.
I love these dudes. You don't even know. I was like jumping up and down outside going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I just talked to Jay Gordon from Orgy. I was so excited. But we have two of the members in the studio going to be in the studio with us.
But you hide it broadcast. So well, though, Jenny.
You don't even know. You don't even know. These are like rock gods to me. I saw them play at the Whiskey January 29th and January 30th, mm-hmm. which is Jay Gordon's birthday, January 30th, and as is mine. And so I went down there to see them play, and I got a hug from him on the sidewalk in front of the Whiskey, and he said, happy birthday. And you know, I said,
"You're like woohoo!"
I was so you don't even know. I went inside and they played and oh my God, the show was so incredible. They're hardcore.
Yeah,
like these guys like are da 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 da. It's like you know, it's just really hard.
Head banging.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're all jumping around, stomping
pitting.
Around on stage. I'm surprised the drummer isn't jumping around. They're all just like high energy.
That's
it's
cool.
It's really good. These guys have been on Charmed. Like twice.
Oh wow!
They've been on Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh
remember
God!
Do you remember the old band New Order from the 80s?
Yeah,
they did the song Blue Monday.
Yeah,
yeah, they did the remake.
Oh nice!
In 1998 into 99 or something like that.
Wow, they've been around
they released
for a while.
It. Yeah, they've been around for a while, and they've done a lot. They've been all. They've toured all over the world. They've done so much stuff.
So we have them on here.
Yes,
and we also
who
have.
Else?
Well, we have Sean Kingston's former bodyguard, Chris Ooh. Brito, is going to be on, and he's going to be kind of dishing out some things that he is having issues with Sean Kingston, and so that's going to be an interesting conversation to have in a little while here. But can you believe what happened today? Charlie Murphy passed away.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
He's 57 years old.
That's
can you
really
believe
young.
That?
That's really young.
He died of leukemia.
That's really young. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, no. He was battling it for a little bit, and he was getting treatment. He was getting chemotherapy for it, but I guess it just didn't work out, and he ended up passing away today, which is, like, really crazy to me. I'm like, okay, 2016 already took a bunch. Yeah. Now 2017 is starting out. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's like...
It's like a competition between the 2 years right now,
then,
you know?
But, see, now, it's more... It's not as surprising to me that Don Rickles just passed away.
Yeah, well, he was in his
90s. He was 89.
Yeah, or he was in 89, yeah.
He was just about to turn 90, or he had just turned 90.
I think he just
like
turned
that.
90, yeah.
He just literally turned 90. And then he croaks. Hey, well, it's Don Rickles. I really honestly thought he was like closer to 100.
He looked like he was
really
good.
My bad.
But
sorry.
But you
sorry,
know what,
Don.
He was just an amazing. Wait, he was an amazing comedian.
Oh, sorry. I didn't say that. What?
You're terrible. I can't talk. I can't talk to you anymore. I can't do this. I'm quitting right now. Such an evil, evil person.
Shut up. Yeah, I'd feel bad if Betty White went because you know she was really
well,
cool
did you,
in that one movie where she was swearing.
Well, did you hear what people? Somebody actually started a GoFundMe page a few months ago to keep Betty White alive.
What?
Yeah, they actually had a GoFundMe page that says, please save Betty White from this from 2016. This was last year that they did this.
2016. It's like,
yeah, please save Betty White from 2016 from dying. So, you know, they started a GoFundMe page. I'm like, are you guys really kidding me right now?
Go fund yourself.
It's like let's go ahead and see if we could pay God to keep her around a little while longer, you know? Like, come on. You know, but it was kind of funny, though. I was just like, well, that's cool because, yeah, she's I think, what, 90 now? She's in her 90s.
She's 92, 93. Like that, yeah. She's up there.
She's still kicking.
Oh, yeah. She's cool. Oh, she does, what's that, Go Red for Women? The heart disease thing. Okay. It's like a PSA that they do. And she's on there with the cast of this show that she did just like a few years ago. I can't remember. Something Cleveland.
Oh, it's something. Yeah, it's with the other two women.
You know, yeah.
Hot in Cleveland.
Hot in Cleveland. Yeah, it was like four. It was four chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and she was one of them. She was the old lady.
Yeah,
that owned the. She was place the
old, or something. Well, yeah. I would have thought she was the funny old lady. You know, so
was,
I mean,
she was hilarious.
Well, she's always been hilarious.
She's a very funny woman. Remember Lake Placid? Was it Lake Placid? Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see
wasn't
that one.
Yeah, wasn't that the one where yeah she she had those giant what crocodiles or alligators or something? Oh my God! They were super giant, enormous, like humongo friggin' crocodiles. Like they were souped up on, you know, on like radioactive waste. You know, like they got into a barrel of radioactive waste and they're magical. You know, it's like that.
It's like, what the hell is that? Jeez.
It's like that. And why aren't I filming this today? We're funny as hell and we're not filming this. What's
my phone? Oh, people can use
it. Oh, wait, I can't because I need to use my phone. Somebody else has to film this. Sorry. Well, I need to call.
Well, we have a couple people in the studio right now.
I need to call Jay Gordon.
We have a couple of other people in the studio.
Well,
too,
Well,
right
I have
so.
Yes, I have my husband James Muse is here. JJ, what up?
How you doing?
Yeah, the phone.
See him in
yeah.
the background. And we got Silent right. Giggles back yeah, there.
And Silent
still
Giggles.
Being silent.
AKA T. Can't say.
Was about to laugh. She's wait for it.
Can I say
there it is?
Can I say your real name on the air? Because you know you're being tagged on Facebook every week, so everybody already knows your name.
Don't worry.
Okay, Tashina Saunders. Is
yeah,
in the house.
I'm being tagged. I'm being tagged on Facebook all the time.
You're tagged every damn minute I can, every second I can,
and I appreciate
tagging
that.
You every day.
All of a sudden, my phone goes off, and I'm like, I'm here? Really? When was I here?
Yes, you are everywhere, Dave. You're at every event that I do.
Yes, I
even
am.
Even if you're not really there, you're there.
And I actually, like, it's crazy because I actually went to an event this past Saturday. It was it's a Premier Boxing Championship over at LA Live, and it was just an amazing experience. My first live boxing event.
That's really cool.
I've never been to one in my entire life, and that was just an awesome thing to see. My one of my friends, Maricela Cornejo, she
try saying that three times fast.
Try thinking about it at the same time.
Sorry.
She actually fought and she won, and it was just, like I said, an amazing experience. Fluffy was there. Gabriel Iglesias, he was in attendance.
What do you think about that, Nick? This is Nick from Orgy. Say what
Hello,
up,
everybody. How are you?
Yes. Say your whole name,
so
though.
Nicholas Paul Speck.
There yes, I like it.
From the band Orgy.
Yes, the wonderful, incredible band Orgy. I was telling them about some of our wonderful experiences. I used to do a show called Steph and Jen Get Real back like four or five years ago. I met you guys at the outside of the House of Blues. I met you in 2013 when they were doing the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
okay.
for Joan Jett.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
you guys checked in at the desk and you said,
right.
and Jay goes, yeah, this is the band Orgy. We're checking in for, you know, to go to see
so
Joan
cool.
Jett or something. And I looked over and I went, oh my God, really? Oh my God. I said, hello. Hi, my name is Jennifer. And I introduced myself to you guys. But you may not remember that.
I remember that.
He remembers that. He's like, oh my God, I remembered that. He goes, yeah, totally. Uh-huh. And then we had interviewed him on our show like two times on Steph and Jen Get Real. And I was able to go see it a few times, but I wasn't able to make it. So finally last year, I was saying how I went on the birthday show last year at the Whiskey.
The Whiskey, yeah.
It was bomb. Oh, we got a caller.
That's probably...
Who am I speaking with?
This is Chris Brito. How's it going?
This is our guest for today. How you doing, Chris?
One of our guests. Yes.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, it's just a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. Nice weather over here. Where are you right now?
I'm traveling from Vegas, coming back to Los Angeles, actually.
How's Vegas? How's the weather over there?
It's pretty hot. It's Vegas.
Nice. So, Chris, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the situation here. You were Sean Kingston's former bodyguard, correct?
I'm sorry?
You were Sean Kingston's former bodyguard.
Hello?
Are you there? Hello? He must be like, yeah. Hello? Chris, can you hear me?
Hello?
Chris,
can you hear us
now?
Yeah, can you hear us?
We're like doing those Sprint commercials right now.
Can you hear me now?
Hello, Chris? Yep. We lost the call. He's probably going to have to call
there's
back.
There's that stretch where you're looking down when you're flying. You're like, I'm glad I'm not there.
Glad I'm not driving through that right this moment.
Chris, are you there?
I'm sorry. So for some reason, you all dropped out. I heard nothing that you said at all.
There we go.
So you're back. Cool. Well, I was asking you. So you're Sean Kingston's former bodyguard, correct?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm not no more. I don't work for the guy no more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're his former bodyguard. So okay.
Exactly.
So you have something going on with Sean Kingston. What's going on with that?
Yeah. So basically, as a bodyguard, you know, you just expect to, you know, keep your clients safe, do a great job, and you don't look for nothing to ever go wrong, of course. Especially when it comes to the client themselves, where there's some type of misunderstanding or issue between you and them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to reach a point in my career where this is the first time I've dealt with something even remotely close to that, it's more like an eye opener, you know, than anything else.
Well, how long have you been in this business for?
I've been in the business 13 years.
Who else have you been a bodyguard for?
I've worked for John Travolta, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, B2K. Wow. It's been a list of people over time.
So out of all this, out of that, this entire time, you know, you haven't dealt with a situation like this. What exactly is the situation?
Well, so I came off of a job and didn't receive payment for the job while we were gone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there was no mention or understanding of why that was. You know, like, there's a lot of things in media where he doesn't pay his bills, but security has never been one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now he was just on TMZ last week because he has some sort of a debt that he hasn't been able to pay. And so I guess I'm assuming you're one of those debts as well.
I would guess so. That's more so to do with a jeweler, I believe, out of New York.
Correct.
The one that is recently on TMZ.
So have you done any legal proceedings on what's going on between you and Sean?
So I've gone through legal proceedings. They did not show in court, so it's kind of like a win by default situation.
Oh, you mean Sean Kingston didn't show in court?
Correct.
Okay. And what was the proceedings about? Can you talk about that at all?
In short, it was just, you know, I was suing for the money that I was, you know, looking to receive as payment.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like go above that and try to sue for anything else, you know, damages or anything like that. I just wanted what was due to me, and the judge saw it in my favor and granted me just that.
Pretty sad you had to sue somebody like Sean Kingston in the first place, though.
Right, I mean, very sad to a point where you look at someone that has hits around the U.S. and overseas, and you've been with them for 5 years, and you look up and they just don't pay you, or maybe they can't pay you. You know, you don't know the logistics of it, but I know how much money was made on the tour, so I definitely saw that he had the money available to pay me.
So what was his excuse? I mean, what did he try to say to you? Did he try to give you some kind of, you know, like, smoke up your ass kind of stuff? Like saying, oh, hey, sorry, couldn't pay you. What was his excuse?
No, there was no excuse given, actually.
Really? He didn't
apologize. They just lost contact. They just stopped answering, or they wouldn't respond.
Wow. They just stopped answering.
They just changed their phone number, and they were like, maybe he won't call.
Jeez.
Wow. So, do you mind if I ask, what was the amount for?
That's not right at all.
Well, the amount is close to $8,000.
Wow, so he couldn't even pay $8,000.
That's not even that much. Comparatively to some of these jewelers he owes money to. I was looking into that. I was like, oh.
I thought for sure he was gonna owe you like maybe a million or something.
He could have bought some of the jewelry.
This is Sean Kingston.
Oh no, it wasn't that deep. That's why I didn't see why it was such a headache.
So he like owes these jewelers like, you know, oh, like tens of thousands of dollars, and he couldn't even pay you $8,000. That to me is just mind blowing. And the guy's, you know, he's an artist, so you would think that he has all this money. So you're wondering, why can't this person just go ahead and pay $8,000?
He makes it seem like he has all kinds of money.
True, true.
Remember that.
That's very true.
A lot of stuff he did was leasing. You know what I mean? Like payment stuff. Like instead of just paying it all upright, you know what I'm saying? Outright, you know what I'm saying? That's how you get yourself in trouble.
Wow.
I agree, definitely.
Wow. So bottom line is that you're done with him completely, and now you're just moving forward with your life, you're moving forward with everything you got going on, right?
Oh, 100%. Like, nothing stops. You know, one monkey don't stop a show.
My question is, if he were to ask you to come back and work for him, what would your answer be on that end?
Whoever wants to go back, and I mean, if a female burned you, would you go back to her for a second round?
Well, it depends.
It depends on how good the sex was.
Exactly what I was going to say. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I've had girlfriends before too, you know. That's okay.
Depends on how good the loving was.
Oh man. Well, no. So to answer your
how
question,
much she
then, no, I definitely, oh, I definitely, it wouldn't even be a thought. Process at all, you know, that's done.
Well, then there you go. Well, then there you have it, folks. You know, some crazy stuff going on with Sean Kingston.
Thank you so much for calling in, Chris. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Of course.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to maybe speaking with you again in the future.
Thanks a lot,
Chris. That'd be wonderful.
Have a wonderful trip.
All right,
home.
Gentlemen.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, $8,000.
Wow, gentlemen. I'm just kidding.
I know, I heard that too.
I do sound like a dude though, don't I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but $8,000, yeah. That's nothing. That's like, that's chump change
that
to a lot of
people. That is chump change. It is what it is.
Especially for your protection.
Yeah, right. I mean, these are people that are like, you know,
protect
like
all that jewelry.
Yeah.
All that jewelry he owes money on.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, like, not only that, but I mean, it's like, you know, they have to like go ahead when you have crowds and stuff, right? Like that, you know, you're trying to get in through crowds. They're the ones that have to like bulldoze through everybody and just like get to the place where you need to go to.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you have psychopaths, you have stalkers, you have all these people
stalkers.
That they're right there, you know, making sure that they don't harm you, you know, and. He's only asking for $8,000.
I know. It's not like that much.
I mean, come on.
It's not like he's trying to gouge you.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Anywho, well, we have, now that that's over, that was wonderful, though. That was good. Good interview.
It was great information.
And he was Chris Brito, very nice guest. Thank you so much for calling in. But we have in the studio Nick.
Hi, how are you?
From Orgy. This is a great band.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yes,
Carlton,
thank you.
Carlton is on his way. He's parked at the wrong place. Took him elsewhere. And
don't you hate that?
Do you have any bodyguards?
You know,
I'm my own bodyguard.
You have your own bodyguard. You're your own bodyguard.
So you
pay yourself $8,000.
Back in the day, I used to run. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Still waiting on that check.
Yes. That's even worse when you start to owe yourself money right there.
That was great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself on that one.
That was great.
Yeah, Carl's going to be here soon. I think Jay might be calling in a few.
Yeah, I got him. I'm going to call him at 3:25.
Perfect.
And so what I'm going to do is, for right now, I'm going to play a song from their album Toxic.
Awesome.
It's the song Toxic, which is it sounds like you're saying toxic. This mm-hmm. talk sick. I love it. It's freaking
nice.
Play
on
words.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Explicit lyrics. And we don't care because I'm on LA Talk Radio. We don't give a shit. Because on LA Talk Radio, we can swear.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Anyway. Sorry. Okay, anyway.
What the heck was that?
I don't know. It was just really bad. But anyway, right. Here we go. Talk sick by Orgy. That was freaking awesome. It's that was Toxic.
Was it freaking
Orgy.
Awesome? Or was it freaking awesome?
It was freaking awesome.
There you go.
That was Toxic.
I like to hear the energy. I love to hear the energy.
See, I could play stuff off of Spotify for this because I have the actual band on the show with me. So uh-huh.
Well, aren't you just special?
Because remember, they said that's the only way around that crap. See what I'm saying? There's more than one way to skin a cat, motherfucker. Anyway, we have added a wonderful new guest to our to our panel of craziness here. We have Carlton.
Late as usual.
Yes.
Hello, Carlton.
That's okay.
What, I was
say,
almost
say
late
your
today, too.
Full so. Name, though.
I'm sorry, what?
Your, say your full name to the guests.
Carlton Bost.
Carlton Bost. Yes. Yes, from the band Orgy. We are just listening to Talk Sick, so...
Okay, so I gotta ask. I gotta ask.
Yep.
The name away. Of the band. Where did you guys come up with that?
I mean,
very unique name.
I mean, obviously, it's like tongue in cheek and meant to like grab attention. But really, it's not like a sexual thing. It's more about the all the different styles of music all like being put together into one.
Yeah, kind of a combination and a mesh and a.
I love it.
Party of it all.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
And it kind of stands out. You know, it kind of catches.
Majorly stands out.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Like she was telling me about it months ago, and I was just like, "That's a very interesting name."
Yeah. Because last year I was trying to book you guys for that thing at Harris RenCon. I was trying to plan that huge festival.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to get you guys to be the headliners.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was I had a budget of $15,000 to work with, and I got you guys approved for $7,500. Yeah. And I was like, I was so close to getting it too.
Oh,
but they wanted way more for the damn venue than I was willing to pay. So it's okay. We'll go another round. It's all right.
We'll
there's more
it.
And more. Like I said, more one ways to get a cat. I will find other venues where I will have you guys be headliners.
Yeah, that would
have
been fun.
I really, because I've always wanted you guys to be like a headliner for my damn shows anyway. So,
all right,
so if you guys,
we'll make it
happen. I'm willing to come up with cash in any way I can. To, I mean, I with that kind of a headliner, I really think that I could get more funding for that type of a project.
But for right now, you guys are staying currently active. You guys are going on tours
and
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're home at the moment. Before, we have a one-off in about, the end of May.
May 28th in Riverside.
May 28th at some new venue.
And I think it's a free show, too.
The Aura Vista Nightclub and Bar, University, 3498 University Ave, Riverside, California. It's all ages, and it's free. Sunday,
nice.
May 28th, Memorial Day weekend.
So
no excuses.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so everybody's just going to get smashed and hammered, and even though it's all ages.
Even though it's all ages.
We could probably do that because we'll have a car here shortly. So
I'm going to get tanked on near beer.
Near beer.
Do it.
All right.
Do
I'm going to call the wonderful, fabulous Jay Gordon.
Yeah.
I like that name, Jay Gordon. Sounds like The Flash.
He's an awesome dude, too. He's a really awesome dude.
Sorry, I'm totally into The Flash and everything. So when I hear
The Flash
Jay Gordon,
awesome.
It kind of sounds like it. So
all right. I can see that.
So you guys,
around looking for his phone and see if he picks up.
Yeah,
it's like ringing. Like I hear ringing.
What
where's it coming
going
from?
On?
It happens to be in like my
what's
pocket.
Going on?
It gets a little chaotic at the studio sometimes.
I bet
things are everywhere.
So how many albums have you guys cut?
Well, we since the band reformed, we have released a couple singles and an EP called Toxic, which we just heard the title track off of.
Plus, he had what, two albums and an EP before that?
There was three. Candy Ass, Vapor Transmission, and
AJ.
Punk Static Paranoia.
Oh, nice.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
he's trying to get
him
on speaker.
Oh, yeah. You don't so you don't have his phone.
What up?
I guess.
Is it going?
I can barely hear you guys.
There he is.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Better?
Again, we're doing the whole like sprint thing. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Okay. You were.
Hear me now.
Yeah, this is Jay Gordon from the great and amazing band Orgy. What up?
What up, Jay?
How's it going, man?
Yo.
Chilling, man. Chilling. Enjoying this lovely air conditioning.
You got Nick in there with you, right?
Yeah,
you
and
I'm here too. I just showed up.
Carly,
great. Ladies usual.
Oh, Carly's there.
Ladies usual, but you know, I made it.
The gang's
right
all half here. No.
right? Yeah, like, I was wondering why it didn't come in a minute. So, yeah, cool. Awesome. Glad you guys could be there. Sorry I couldn't make it myself. I've just been in the studio, so, you know, I have, like, sessions today, stuff like that.
Money never sleeps.
That's right.
That's right. That's
Jay Gordon, one of the hardest working men in the industry.
Trying to get a nut,
that's right.
Right?
Story of everyone's life over here, man. we're all trying to get that nut.
One way or another.
One way or another. We're like that.
Exactly. You gotta get it.
We're like that squirrel from Ice Age, you know, always trying to, like, you know, find a freaking nut all the time and just going nuts over it. And right when you get it, right when he gets it, something happens, it's like, son of a bitch.
Squirrel's kind of a clumsy fucker.
He is.
They made three movies off that. You know what I mean? They made a fortune off of, like, a squirrel trying to get a nut.
He should have gotten a spinoff. In my opinion, he should have gotten his own spinoff, his own movie.
Don't they have a fourth one now?
I don't know.
They got a fourth one coming out. I think so, it just came out or something. Yeah, a fourth one.
They're going to keep going. They're definitely going to keep driving that one, you know, as long as it's making money.
So where did you just come back from, Jay? Where did you guys just play recently? What are you doing?
Europe.
Wow.
We just played Europe, and we just got back from there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, cool. Prior to that, we did a co-headline with Power Man in the U.S. back in January, which was really good. Really good, love those guys, and Death Valley High and Knee High Fox as well.
Nice,
a successful tour.
So, where in Europe did you guys go?
Well, we did a few countries, and then plan on going back and hitting the ones we didn't make this time in the end of the year, or early next year.
Cool,
right?
Yeah, a bunch of countries. So.
Now we have to go back again and do it all over again.
Yeah,
because of there being just a lot of mix-ups and stuff like that.
We're gonna be back and hit the ones we missed.
Some festivals in 2018 over there, which is what we kind of really set out to do. We're going to get on them via a family member, believe it or not, which is kind of weird, like, you know, considering we went all the way over there to just, like, you know, pound the pavement to try to get the same results. So basically, I really didn't realize that I could just talk to my sister who lives over there and her boyfriend.
That's always convenient.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So it's working out.
Yeah. Nice. How old's your daughter now? Holy crap. Oh, I saw her last year, man. She was like, what, about two or so at that point, I think.
Yeah, she's three now. She'll be four.
Time flies.
She's a little fever. She's crazy. She's having a good time. She's actually going to be here in a couple hours.
That's awesome. The little girl was rocking out at the whiskey to her daddy's music. I was like, that is so incredible.
London's awesome.
Dude, that was so bomb.
She is her daddy's daughter. Her daughter.
Yeah, she did a few shows on this last tour. She did Sacramento and Corona.
Oh, cool.
So she's going on tour as well.
Yeah, plus the missus goes with him. I see.
And she'll show up at the studio and she'll be hanging out there till 2 or 3 in the morning.
She's in charge.
Oh wow, she's gonna be like you guys' manager very soon,
she's gonna get you gigs. She's gonna be getting you gigs, booking you stuff. Right. You know what I mean?
She's gonna be your PR.
I'll be getting her gigs pretty soon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Nice.
She's definitely got the music. She's got the music. Music. Bug for sure. Like my son has it too. Like he definitely has the talent, but I don't know. I think he might end up doing something like skateboarding or, you know, maybe like being a football player or something. I don't know.
Cool.
So we'll see.
Whatever makes him happy, right?
Right.
That's cool. Well, I guess we'll let you get back to what you're doing, Jay. I know you're busy in the studios, and I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No worries, man. I'm just, making beats and, you know, pounding frequencies and doing all that kind of craziness. But, like, it's all good. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the boys. And I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, Jay, we'll see you a little later.
Thank you so much, Jay. Have a great day. Jay. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Peace out, dog. One and the only, Jay Gordon.
The one and only,
not
Jay
the Flash,
Gordon.
Though.
Not the Flash.
All right, just making sure.
The problem we have is that we usually like to work in the middle of the night. That's when we get the most done.
Yeah.
Stuff, and then, you know, he has sessions during the day, and it's just like it's hard to balance out the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So you I
guys,
bet
like,
it is.
You guys spend like hours upon hours upon hours in the studio.
Oh yeah. Lots and lots of time.
Wow. So you guys. So like, how long? Okay. Jen was mentioning that you guys have been around for like many years. How did the band form?
Well, this is the second incarnation of it.
Mm. Yeah, this is the second.
Yeah, because they started what, 1998, and I was telling the history before you came back. From the other room.
Yeah,
and I was telling them about when it formed. I was like, I know a lot about the band just because I've interviewed them before, so him, Jay before, so yeah. I know enough about the history.
Yeah, the band did released three records, the last one being Punk Static Paranoia in 2005, and then shortly after that, they took a 7-year break. And then Jay really wanted to put the band back together.
Right.
The other guys were busy, already want to do it, and he
that gets in the way, as it always does.
You know, so he asked Carlton and Ashburn and Jamie Miller and myself. So we did that for a while, and then Jamie got busy with some other stuff on drums, and I brought in Bobby Morrow on the drums, and he's killing it. He's been killing it for the past like 4 years. And then Ashburn left to do his own thing, and we brought in Creighton Emmerich to play guitar, rhythm guitar, and a second tall giraffe on stage. You know, we have a 6'5 and a 6'4.
Wow. Jay's really tall. Yeah.
And Creighton is 1 inch taller.
Yeah. 6'5 and 6'4, two of those guys.
That's crazy.
Tall trees. Yeah. And so that's been the group for the past like about 3 years.
So were you guys all friends beforehand? Like, did you guys know each other?
I've known Jay since way back then, since like 98, 99, because I worked at a studio where they were recording their first record at.
Oh, wow.
And just have known him since then, and we always talked about working together. So when it came about that he wanted to put the band back together but couldn't get all the original members, he and I just teamed up and kind of put it together from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I really knew Jay. I didn't know Jay well. We didn't hang out all the time, but we knew each other, and I was good friends with his roommate at the time, and she mentioned to him, like, hey, you should ask Nick if he wants to do it, and I ran into him at like a Dead Mouse show at the
Palladium. Oh, wow. Dead Mouse. Of all places.
The next day, I was like, met up with him, and like, there we go. And
that's cool.
Went from there, so.
Yeah,
and there's two other members of the band.
Yeah,
so
I brought in Bobby Amaro. He's an old friend of mine on drums.
That's cool.
And then Creighton. These guys knew because of his prior band playing shows with him back in the day.
That's really cool.
And he just moved back to LA and kind of worked out that way.
That's nice how you guys all came together like that, though.
I mean, it's kind of a small scene, really. You know, within certain genres in the music scene, like in LA, it's like it seems like a big thing, but everyone kind of knows each other.
Yeah.
And if they're in similar bands and they know if they're cool guys or good players.
Oh,
or
I like
the
that.
Biggest music cities in the world, but it's a very small community. And, you know, it's kind of hard to go somewhere without seeing somebody you know or seeing somebody play in
cool.
a band that you know.
Because I cover a lot of local bands, a lot of LA bands.
Mm-hmm. It's like you guys have your own like fraternity going on, and you guys know each other, and like a little brotherhood.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
yeah. You're kind of beating the same pavements, and you're doing the same things. And
have you guys ever met rock journalist Allison Mason?
Maybe.
Allison Cohen, Metal Babe, Mayhem.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's my buddy.
Yeah.
She gets me tickets to a crap load of shows. And gets me into a lot of different shows around L.A.
Very cool.
Yeah, she's a good chick. She's nice. She's on my show on the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So
stand by for Allison.
She's a good person. Her husband Grant, really good people. They were on my show, Steph and Jen Get Real, back in January. But I wanted them to come back and do it right this time.
Nice.
Very cool. Malfunctions last time. Won't get into that.
So how crazy? Like, how crazy do your shows get for those people that haven't gone to any of your live shows?
Pretty wild. I mean, when we go on, we bring the energy for the full set. It's a workout.
They're hard. Yeah. They're hardcore.
Yeah,
I've seen them.
It's in your face. Yeah. It's a mix of like the old songs and then these stuff that we've written.
So you guys are trying to keep up with the foundation of the band, but also adding a new flavor.
Oh yeah.
I think this version of the band is probably a little more raw, a little more in your face.
Nice.
A little heavier live. It's definitely a heavier feel live than it is on the
record. Definitely like got the big electronic elements to it.
Does it get too crazy though in your shows?
What's too crazy?
Well,
riots and stuff. I don't know.
Slayer crazy. It doesn't get Slayer crazy.
I've seen
crazy,
Slayer in concert. They're crazy.
Yeah,
it's not like
they're pretty hardcore.
I mean, there's been some injuries.
There have been some injuries.
It's like we have EMT standing by,
not just to ourselves. Yeah, but
stuff happens.
Try to keep anyone from getting arrested or keep the show from getting canceled or whatever.
Yeah,
that's right. Always a tough part right there. That's always a tough. Have you guys ever had like a show get canceled over something serious or anything?
Not over a
no, nothing like that. Not yet. Knock on
fiberboard. Fiberboard.
South America, Mexico, they go crazy.
Really?
Yeah. They like to go wild down there. Yeah.
They're fun.
It's usually festivals down there we play, and they just kind of
Well, you guys are high energy, so I can see it. Yeah. Well, let's experience some of that high energy right now. We're going to play Wide Awake and Dead from the Toxic album.
That works.
So get ready to enjoy. This is Orgy, Wide Awake and Dead. Knock that one out of the park.
RJ.
Oh, sorry. All right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was the worst impression.
Let's not get into that.
That was the worst impression of a crowd I've ever done in my entire life. And I've done many.
If you're saying orgy, it sounded like... Never mind. What the hell?
What's wrong with you?
Woke up like from a bad dream. Anyway, that was Wide Awake and Dead from Orgy, the awesome band that's in the studio with me today.
Hello.
We got Nick and Carlton. This is great.
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes, Channel 1. Like us, love us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Call us.
323-203-0815. Sorry, I should have thrown that damn number out earlier. 323-203-0815.
I just don't know the number. Why?
I'm just now telling the goddamn number.
Google it.
Whatever, look right. it up. You would have called in if you really wanted to by now.
Well, anyway. I've been told that people have been trying to call in, but it's like everybody's trying to get into the door at the same time, so they can't like really reach the phone. It's weird.
Oh, because they're all coming through Skype.
Yeah.
And I did have that one time. Yeah, we had one day when there was so many calls, like, just popping up on the screen all at once. It's like, holy crap.
How are they popping up on the screen again? Just making sure.
Yeah, really fast.
I wasn't sure if you were doing that. I didn't know if you were going to be able to do it under pressure. Anyway.
I can do anything under pressure, honey.
Oh, snap.
Sound like a challenge or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anywho, so where are you guys going to be playing soon? You got any gigs coming up?
Well, we just have the one in Riverside.
For right now,
May,
okay.
End of May, okay. Free show, Memorial Day weekend at
awesome.
Aura Vista Nightclub.
Aura Vista Nightclub. Yeah. May what? Aria May
28th.
Yeah, May 28th.
That's my daughter's birthday.
And, yeah. And it's free.
All ages.
It is.
Free show. It is.
All of ages.
I wish my daughter lived here, still in California, but she lives in Maine.
Maine? That's where? Bangor?
Yeah. No, right? That's not far. That's not far. Oh, no. Just 3,000 miles
away.
It's
on the ass end of the U.S., so,
yeah.
You
know. Ass, that's a good word for it.
They don't pronounce
their R's.
R's.
I park my car in the garage.
Take out the garbage.
The garbage.
The
garbage.
Did she hang out with Stephen King?
Actually, I met him.
I
actually met him in the drive-thru at the McDonald's because I was the manager of the store. So I went and he went to go through. I would hand the bag out the window.
Stephen King goes.
And I went,
yeah,
to like
cool.
Stephen
Bangor?
King
Bangor?
Bangor, yeah.
It's in Bangor,
yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. It was blood red. I'm not sure if he has that color still.
It's
and then he had the wrought iron gates that were black.
It's
those
actually
are so
right
awesome.
By, I think I remember, a drumstick factory. Like
something
thick
like that.
Earth or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's some near there, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not a stalker. I've not been by his house 50 million times.
Uh huh.
Or had pictures of it. Right? Dude, seriously, you have to, right? Do you see that big statue of Paul Bunyan? With the guy named Ox or some shit. They
Babe.
Have like over by the Bangor Auditorium, they have this huge
the old
anyway,
Bangor Auditorium.
Babe. Nice. Anyway. But we're here with Orgy. Yep. We only have a few minutes left.
So wait a minute, where are you guys from originally?
Yes.
Originally I'm from upstate New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in East Coast.
I haven't lived there since 97.
And I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was actually going to move there.
Really?
Thank God I didn't.
All the hurricanes.
Place if, you want to be a banker or something like that?
Yeah.
It's all over the news. That's the way.
So far, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't really for me so much, but
yeah.
So you guys, I take it you guys love LA.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here 13 years now.
Yeah.
Been here longer than that. And yeah.
Well, so you guys are no longer, like, you're not even, you're Los Angelinos
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I've
lived
here as long as I lived there.
You're Los Angelinos, so, yeah.
You're officially Los Angeles. Once, if you've lived here for longer than about, what, 2 or 3 years, consider yourselves part of LA now.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. I talk shit.
You're screwed.
I've been here five years, and I love getting screwed. What? All
right,
I didn't say anything.
Why you get that look on your face?
I didn't say anything. I just looked.
Shut up.
God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Off topic.
All of us live local to you guys here. This is our hood.
I love it.
Sherman Oaks?
I love
except
it.
For, except for Bobby. Bobby's the only one that's like actually born here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so was I.
He's down in like La Habra.
I'm one of the very few.
Oh.
Yeah,
we're one of the very few people.
We're all the transplants.
It is rare.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm good with
I
it.
Love Los Angeles.
I was born at UCLA Medical favorite. Center, so I'm a Bruin from birth.
It's my favorite city in the whole world.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
That's what I always tell everybody. I'm like, I'm a Bruin from birth, you know? So,
are you a Bruins fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And
are you a Boston Bruins fan?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
I don't,
have,
I don't like
have...
anything Boston, except for the women. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Even when they talk to you?
Oh, I love it.
You love it.
Oh, I love it when they talk to me.
Oh, boy.
That's just, that's like, keep talking to me like that. Yeah.
The Boston.
The Boston.
What up,
Boston.
So
how
attractive.
You doing? How you doing, huh?
Go get the car.
Go get me the car.
Go get the car.
You've been listening. On that note, you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What do we have next week?
Pacific Standard Time. I don't effing know at this.
Oh, I love
okay, I'm just
going
to say, I don't fucking know
of,
right
now.
I've
heard of that band. I've heard of that band.
No, we
they're
did.
So good live.
We
they're
did.
Awesome.
They're credible. I did originally have Sticky Doll coming on next week, but they are unfortunately unable
to
make it at this time.
We'll
they're
find
stuck
someone.
To something they're somewhere.
Stuck
this, they're
sticky.
Stuck to a doll somewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
It's,
so, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. They'll come in on another broadcast. I'll get somebody. Trust and believe that.
I already know I can do the same.
Bunch of people, and I know you can too. So, not worry about it. We got lots of access to lots of people and fun things. But Allison Mason, Allison Cohen, Metal Babe Mayhem will be on the broadcast April 26th. It's going to be great.
Well, but the thing is, we have to have someone for next week. You know why?
We'll get somebody.
It's my birthday.
It's his birthday, and he's going to cry if he wants to.
Yes.
Well, you've been listening to Jenny's. Jenny's
Thank
Real
you very
Talk
much,
on
by the way, Orgy.
One intro.
Thanks, for
thank you so
here.
Much, Orgy, for, guys, for being
us.
On the show. Nick, yeah, Carlton, thank you. And Jay Gordon, thank you so much, guys, for being on the show today. It has been a blast. Had a fun. And
thank you, Chris.
Yes. Well, Chris. Oh, thank you, Chris Brito. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chris Brito, for as well.
We will be back next Wednesday. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Go Penguins.
Guys.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.